Hello, hello, hello. Well, it is this season's Alfalfa's Premiership show. Yes, I have been on holiday where you had a Spanish-speaking dude talking about La Copa America. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, I'm back and I'm going to start this show with my predictions. Just like Usher Raymond got his confessions, I've got my predictions. Who do I think is going to win the Premier League this season? Well, it's going to be a tussle between Chelsea and Man United. Oh, you know, surprise, surprise. Chelsea have got a new manager in Andre Villas-Boas, a very well meticulous planner, extremely young to be managing such a high profile club, but he seems to be extremely organised, and as long as he wins those players over, they could contend. It does worry me that they haven't bought anybody, anyone significant anyway. I mean, compared to Manchester United, who I think last season were in a way fortunate to win the league. That's not being disrespectful. It's just other teams really didn't push them like too hard. And Ferguson, being extremely clever, has noticed he needs to fill in a few gaps and has bought very, very well, particularly looking at how they played on Sunday. Ashley Young looks like he's been playing for them for 5 years. Phil Jones was marauding. Reminded me when Sol Campbell had that mazy run down against Colombia, I think in France 98. I think they're going to do extremely well, as always, until probably they meet Barcelona and Xavi and Iniesta teach him a lesson again. I forgot about Messi, him as well. And what about Arsenal? Extremely frustrating it must be to be an Arsenal fan. I think Wenger spent all his summer trying to persuade two people who don't actually want to be there. I think they should be focusing on getting a centre-half, which was epitomised by the fact that their best defender, Vermaelen, has come back and he unfortunately got injured. They really need to buy a defender and a backup striker. If they lose Bentner, I don't think it's going to be a great loss. I mean, surely they're the team that could have knocked out Barca in the European Cup. Do you remember that chance of Bentner? Last moment, oh dear. Anyhow, Liverpool, wow, they've really bought, and it's quite interesting. I find it quite enlightening to see when a new manager comes in, he tends to buy his kind of nationality, or Britishness in this case. Charlie Adams come in, he could fill Gerrard's role. Jordan Henderson's coming at a very high price, and a lot of people have been questioning that. Let's just see what happens, really. He's only 21, so you can't expect him to be of the same status of, say, I don't know how Neymar is. It's just a different type of player. Downing, I think, it's going to be a good buy. Liverpool's been criticised for paying over the top for certain players. Yeah, they have. There's no question about it. But one thing they've done is they've just gone in and bought them. There's no been no faffing, no making, you know, 8 million bids for Jagielka when Jagielka's quite clearly worth more than that. They've just gone in and said, here you go, have some money. We'll take that player. Thank you very much. Tottenham. Well, I think they've done very well to keep hold of Luka Modric. Daniel Levy is an extremely astute businessman. There's no question about that, even using some kind of legal means to try and prize the Olympic Stadium away from West Ham. God, I'm going to get in trouble now, aren't I? Anyhow, I think they'll do well. And Defoe last season, you can't forget, got injured. And he should hopefully contribute well for them this season. Down the other end, I've got to admit, I think the three that came up are going to go straight back down. I mean, just think West Brom under Roy Hodgson have improved tremendously, and I think they'll continue to do so. Wolves have built, they've got O'Hara, who's a very good player, and they've got Roger Johnson, who I think is going to be a talismanic player for them. So I can't see them scrapping along. Yes, you could say Blackburn will be down there, but Blackburn know how to fight, and they have got very, very experienced players in that department. So I think Norwich, I think, will struggle straight away. QPR with the Mercurial Adel Taubat, but will he be there come 31st of August? Not sure. And Swansea, well, they've got Scott Sinclair, and he could really set the Premiership alight. I mean, he didn't do it at Chelsea, but that's not to say he didn't have the skills. It's just, you know, it's a very hard team to get into. I think Fulham will do very well this year. I mean, they're already playing on their fifth game of the Europa League. It's crazy. Anyhow, those are my predictions. I haven't predicted much other than three will go up. Chelsea, Man U for the title. You've got to go now because it's the end of the show. Bye!
Look at me, I'm a giant witch.